Welcome to today's deep dive. We are really glad that you're here with us.
We have a really fun one today.
We really do. So the mission today is looking at a great guide from the Golf Day Buddy website. It is all about how to pick the best set of golf clubs.
Right, and the big goal here is showing you how matching your clubs to the local land.
The local land and the weather.
Exactly. Matching them to your local land and weather will help you play better and have more fun.
Save money.
Yes, save a lot of money over time. You know, you do not just buy any clubs. You buy the right ones for exactly where you live.
So let us talk about the ground first. The Golf Day Buddy website says where you play completely changes the clubs you need. If you play in the high veld.
Yeah, the ground there is very bumpy. It
Yeah.
is hard dirt.
Right. It is almost like hitting off a rock sometimes.
So for that, you really need strong iron sets. Like, flimsy clubs will just bounce right off the hard dirt. Strong irons are the best choice to help you hit the ball straight here.
But what if you drive down to play near the Windy Water, like in Mossel Bay? The wind is crazy there.
Oh yeah, you cannot just hit a normal shot into that wind. The
Right.
Golf Day Buddy Guide says you need a driver club that you can easily change.
Change how? Like twist it.
Yeah, twist it so you can hit the ball low. That way it goes right under the wind.
Oh, so it does not just blow away.
Right. And then you have the Western Cape where the grass can be very, very thick.
Trying to hit out of that grass is so hard. It is like tall weeds.
It really is. That is why hybrid clubs are so great there. They are a mix of two clubs.
A mix of an iron and a wood, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they make it super easy for you to hit the ball out of those tall weeds.
So the big benefit here is that having the right tool for the exact place you play makes the game much easier for you.
It really does. But Golf Day Buddy also tells us that the weather is a big deal for your clubs, too.
Right. It is not just the dirt under your feet, it is the air.
Yes. Think about a place like Durban. The air there is very wet and sticky.
It makes you sweat just standing outside.
Exactly. And that wet, salty air ruins metal very fast. So you must buy clubs made of good metal that will not rust.
That makes perfect sense. And you probably need different handles for your clubs too, right?
Yes, you need sticky rubber
Oh,
grips.
because your hands get so sweaty.
Right. So the club does not fly out of your sweaty hands when you swing.
That would be bad. But what about really dry, hot places, like the Karoo?
Out there, the harsh sun is the big problem. The hot sun can literally ruin your clubs. It melts the glue.
So you need to keep them safe in good covers.
Yes, good covers are a must. The benefit here is taking care of your clubs in the local weather means they will last for years.
Which keeps a lot of money in your pocket.
It really saves you a lot. And another way to save cash is what Golf Day Buddy calls a fitting.
That is when you let a golf pro measure your swing right.
Yeah, a fitting. Let us say you play in very high places, like up in the Drakensberg Mountains.
The air is super thin up there.
Very thin. So a pro can bend your club just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bend.
Yeah, just enough so the ball flies perfectly in that thin air.
That is amazing. And you do not have to rush when buying these clubs either.
No, definitely do not rush. Once you know the numbers from the pro, you can buy amazing used clubs in local towns to save lots of cash.
You get the perfect fit and save money. That is so smart.
It is the best way to do it.
So to wrap up, to play your best, you really need to look at the local weather and land before you buy your clubs. The Golf Day Buddy website clearly shows us that smart choices make the game way more fun for you.
It takes the guessing out of it for sure.
It totally does. But here is a wild thought for you to think about before we go. We know the local air and land change what clubs you need, but it makes you wonder,
Wonder what?
does the weather also change the way the golf ball itself is made? Think about that next time you play.